be housed in a sheltered living off the street. We call this a board and care facility. Initiates an SMS message to me, James Martin Driscoll, the owner of a school of peace building. Trust building. More important. Adult consent thought and practices. And this is what happens when everybody remains silent to the facts. Something different has to happen. That means something drastically has to change. Mr. Hernandez says, without any kind of introduction, this is Mr. Hernandez, who Maria revealed to me that he has like 40 houses or 40 opportunities, I guess. Not 40 beds, 40 houses like this. He did not introduce himself. There's no cover of any kind of anything. Yes, Mr. Hernandez, I know exactly what is going on here. Continue listening. This should have said, this is Joseph Hernandez of X. I'm here to pick you up for your ride. Where are you? I was told you're at Salvation Army. Salvation Army where? What is the address? Etc. etc. Or simpler would be like, I am Joseph, the first need to call for your ride. I am your ride from Salvation Army to my care housing. Etc. etc. But that's not what is present here. Not spelled N-O-T, but should be spelled K-N-O-T. A knot. A forceful confinement binding punishment of a systemic scheme. To place a notch around all of us here under this scheme to not have our best interests of ability and privacy and conditions of best adequate function in our society. We're confined to have no legal capacity to initiate any kind of betterment for our lives. This is a matter of facts that I know. What is not here NOT is a condition of change to aspire to some form of change that is of excellence, as I'm saying. What is here is KNOT, a not to imprison us from having a connection to the greater civil society. We're being treated as cattle rather than being treated as human beings with our rights given full capacity. It's called legal capacity. I provide you a quote to the explanation of this. Bringing legal capacity home, a new right. In the United States. So far I know the truth. Absolutely nobody full and complete understanding of this truth. Web. Link. https://hrlr.law.columbia.edu/harlr/introducing-a-new-human-right-learning-from-others-bringing-legal-capacity-home/. What is before you here today is a true story wrapped underneath what is happening. What you have captured into maintaining has to change. This is intentional, not accidental. There is a major conflict of interest that is established here in our nation societal wide. They contradicts the soft law of disability inclusion and legal capacity. The article, it says very specifically in it. It's exposed to the agenda of why and then how. My part is the how. Introducing a new human right, learning from others, bringing legal capacity home. Issue 49.3. Really, what question whether or not you realize the title of the article itself realizes the source to what is said here. Bringing it home. The authors of this article don't exactly what I also know. Quote. Some countries have focused exclusively on legislative reform, others have utilized pilot projects demonstrating that protecting legal capacity through the use of SDM can constitute an effective and rights-enhancing alternative to guardianship. Incorporating references to some of these efforts in Europe, Africa, and Australia, this article focuses on two of the longest-standing and most-developed efforts, those in Canada and Bulgaria, for lessons that might be learned. It considers efforts in the United States, which have, thus far, concentrated on SDM to the exclusion of the specific right of legal capacity. This article concludes with some observations about what it will take to bring this critical human right home. End quote. End article. End of this KNOT not bondage kind of living. Something drastic has to change. What do you think if you have the listing of what I've already sent you as my response to this? Open yourself to change. Your part is to understand that I know the truth and not kill me because I know that truth. That's too great a civil society not to you, Joseph. You cannot take back what I know and we're stuck with one another. I know it's going on here. It's old. He needs to change. What is being described here is to aspire to a standard of excellence. The peace builder has the resources to know exactly what I'm talking about. I just should not accept it. Open the folder, I will spell it letter for letter for everybody who's asleep to start to pay attention to the facts. Meme.gruup.net. That is. MEMEGRUWUPNET. Pause. Perform a quoted Google Books search. My Facebook ID is in the Mindway. Quoted one word Mindway. Quote in the Mindway end quote. A book will come up. The title is called Information Theory. If you look into the location where the accreditation is noted for the source of the book, which is a Wikipedians, you will find my contribution is in the very last chapter. The title of the chapter is the Wikipedian article at the time of compilation. Article title, of course, you must have to obviously realize this in advance, you all about who you are doing and dealing with and intentionally set me into this pathway. Meme. Dash. Dash. This is not accidental. This is intentional. You will find this audio. Web. Link. Ding ding. Rang the bell. URLs in spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please pass such content as you input this detail. Rang the bell ding ding. http://meme.gruup.net/if-you-wish-to-achieve-excellence-first-define-excellence.org. The article is titled in standard English. If you want to achieve excellence, first define excellence. And that is exactly what this document audio is providing. Continue listening. Pause if you like, go over to listen to the audio over there and come back here. Open it up and look at the contents of the folder. Get your head into the materials that are and that is under the operation of your tenant. Continuing. The elements of this, the missing pieces of focus of detail of a proper civil exchange is missing. Who is this? Who is this? What is this for? Dash, dash, dash. Why should I not accept a standard of community level communication that builds trust, just like everybody else in the world can do out there among the working people, without disabilities? Like everybody else out there can function and properly communicate. Why can I not? Y'all lose it. The etiquette. The simple choice to detail one's communication so there's clarity in the final end when you look back at the situation and are able to understand each and everything about a person that is important to know about a person. Otherwise you get what has happened, and what happened is dire, grave, and fatal. Mr. Martinez text on this channel for the very first time. Dash, dash. What the address to the Salvation Army. Meet you in front of Salvation Army 925 W 10th Street. Got that. Please confirm. You might seem to think that is a bit strange listening to, I think it's intentional, not accidental. I switch up a phone and text communication. Looks like to me. I give him the address by voice off the record of SMS conversation. I got sure which one was going on, but obviously the missing pieces is I didn't respond to him in this channel, but obviously he captured the information, whether that was from a voicemail or whatever, back and forth. I'm confused, being followed, being stalked. Whatever you see up there. I'm hiding out in the bushes at 11th and I Street. Under a tree next to the railroad. This is expressed in a different text message to Elizabeth at Salvation Army. Dash, let us continue. Mr. Driscoll replies. Walking down the street. Communication terminates for a long pause. Something happened. Severely something happened. Threatened with a bat off the property. By Maria. Me, Mr. Driscoll packed up my stuff out the door onto the streets going homeless. The bullshit in my way. I have an inner caption, on the record conversation with Mr. Hernandez. in a caption taking what he has to say and putting it into transcribed text. An app for disability persons to communicate well with others. The name of the app, and it's not just any old app installed on my phone. I have several apps on my phone, in view of my security and my safety as I'm being bullied and harassed and stalked on the street. Encountering call after call after call of harassment. See my lawquestions.com definition of this variant of stalking. I'm being placed here at this location on behalf of Lisa Hernandez of Adult Protective Services, last name supposed to be not family blood related. Whether that is true or not true, the truths of that statement needs to be also audited on the record. Something happens. And by the way, Lisa Hernandez's cut of communication is also responsible for this. And by the way, my case manager, her name is Elizabeth at Salvation Army, is also responsible for this. In essence, also Desiree at SAC Health in my attempt to re-establish Kaiser Permanente is also responsible for this. Because nobody is talking the facts with me. So now I'm cleared with a psychiatric clearance that he mentions in my on-the-record inner caption voice call conversation. Dash, dash, dash. You see, when I came back to get my stuff to leave the property after the blow-up of breakfast, I'm just sit here and talk to and fool. Maria is shoving the phone at me with boss on the line. On the phone trying to calm me down. No fucking way. I'm saying no. I say no, no. Only on the record, I yell on the record at least 5 times at the loudest voice I can say it on the record. I left on my own accord, I was not told to leave the property. But when I got my collect my stuff together around the corner, I noticed I did not have my charger, I left it plugged in at my bed. I come back. I was not told to leave the property, or if I was, it's because I want it on the record. So I left, came back, and when I came back, unintelligible unintelligence of a person takes a bat out to bat me off the property to a course of wrong action to physically violence against me, and I was seeing if she was actually serious. She's going to hurt me with a goddamn bat when she had no business even having the bat in her hand or waving at me in the first place. The definition here is tenacity. I think we have to define it before we present any further this story. You're talking and dealing with the wrong person before in the wrong matter. Tenac iti. Noun. The quality or fact of being able to grip something firmly, grip. The sheer tenacity of the limpet. Similar. Persistence. Pertinacity. Determination. Perseverance. Doggedness. Tenaciousness. Single, dash, mindedness. Strength of will. Firmness of purpose. Strength of purpose. Fixity of purpose. Bulldog spirit. Tirelessness. Indefatigability. Resolution. Resoluteness. Resolve. Firmness. Patience. Purposefulness. Staunchness. Steadfastness. Constancy. Staying power. Application. Diligence. Assiduity. Sedulousness. Insistence. Relentlessness. Inexorability. Inexorableness. Implacability. Inflexibility. Stubbornness. Intransigence. Obstinacy. Obduracy. Obdurateness. Sitzfleisch. Stickability. Stick, dash, to, dash, it, dash, iveness. Continuance. Perseveration. Opposite. Irresolution. Lack of resolve. The quality or fact of being very determined. Determination. You have to admire the tenacity of these two guys. The quality or fact of continuing to exist. Persistence. The tenacity of certain myths within the historical record. Dash, dash, dash. Side comments to me about me: the pin is mightier than the sword, or in this case the pin is mightier than the bat. Going back to this realer story. My stuff was left in front next to the car. I had my property that I left my charger. I'm saying I left my charger, I left my charger. She got out of long wooden stick, a bat, and started to physically threaten violence against the peace builder who came back for his charger. As far as I'm concerned, I'm leaving on my own accord. I was not told to leave. If I'm only told that I have to leave, it's because I'm demanding it to be on the record. Can you imagine that? And so I challenged her physical violence with sure tenacity. Whether or not she was serious, I confronted her directly in her face, because I'm not fearful of her and I'm not fearful to get bashed by her. Into blood and guts by her, she would be committing murder. Is she hurt me to kill me? I want to die there committing murder for what she was doing to me. I have the right to talk. I have the right to go get my property that I left. And I have the right to write this narrative to the exact 1000% honest truth. On the mention of the video. They can't have the video because the audio ends video does not have the precursor events. They do not realize I know all of this in advance, and I'm willing to take this to goddamn court and pursue and legal court involved process and sue all or our asses. That includes the police department. For sure that includes my very own family and my very own mother as also defendant for what she did to me. You absolutely cannot communicate with me. Off the record. Trying to cover up all your skeletons, don't matter what skeletons they are or what closets they're in or what garages they are in, as I mentioned in my writing already. And try to manipulate it after the facts. I'm in a complete building on my own in my own room for the moments. I am basically talking and yelling at my highest volume into my device with spoken voice to text transcription tool. Do you know it works almost like magic to listen to me at the level to what it is I'm doing here? It does this because other people do the same thing, they yell at the device and put it into text. The technology that does this requires there to be enough of the vocal impressions of people yelling into the device to operate like this. Whether I disturb other people in my property here, I know that is true. People can listen to people talking and even yelling if they wanted to. If a device can do it, a human can do it too. Note, from the Bible, Ezekiel 9, the passage begins, quote, and then I heard him call out in a loud voice, end quote. If I'm going to disturb the other people in this house and my device basically listens to me and translates what I'm saying into text, which is it that gives the room to actually be the better way, the ultimate resolution of this is to not be calm but to force this down your throats in court if necessary. I don't want that resolve. I've told the supervisor there at the Windsor Crisis Stabilization Unit that such a celebrity or overview of my face and everything would catastrophically affect my life because of my mental illness. I cannot handle such a thing implementing into my future. It will seriously degrade my future quality of life if I win this in court, but I know I have beyond the reasonable doubt the problem here. The solution here is to us all start talking the facts. The prior involvements onto the future involvements, forgiveness occurs. Court will be a problem for you. Not for me. After court will be the problem for me. You all are outraging outrageous. So when I get back into my own now personal room, I send the two images of the actual release from the care psychiatric care of clearance. I am told it's legally binding it if they try to find it that I would win in court. It must have to take a court process for y'all to start respecting me, honoring me, communicating with me and giving me my legal capacity of disability inclusion after all, huh? I continue, and we can call this a flood of the term, or some people call it. I demand my rights. 8. Continue in text here. Pause the audio. Are you ready? I am sending you the papers digitally of clearance. Legal binding process, dash, I am told. This is Martin Driscoll. I did not give you the paper copy. Joseph responds, what is that for? Martin agitated. That's the paperwork for the clearance. Psychiatric clearance. Signed by a doctor. I thought that would be clear, but do you understand what I'm saying? Remember, I went there by myself. Insert, in most situations the police are called for a person who is out of control and they get taken away and come back into residential treatments, I guess what they call it. That's not what happened here. No, what happened is I walked off the property ready to go to my oblivion, to go out and just die. Because I cannot have a simple conversation with a resident before breakfast. I have to be reprimanded unjustly for no cause, absolutely no cause for what I did in this travesty of circumstances of completely off the wall misunderstanding beyond approach. I just don't get you all for doing this to me intentionally, not accidentally, but intentionally over and over and over and over again. Without approach beyond approach, I'm silenced out, excommunicated. I remain agitated and irritated and frustrated, and beyond all end I remain angry for what has happened here, because was Evan here deserves a response of consolement for what is being done to me is wrong. Identify the exact circumstances that caused this problem, the catalyst. My reaction is appropriate, fuck you. I'm still wondering if I'm going to get a response in this channel. End of insert repeating last SMS message. Remember, I went there by myself. Not exactly, but I went out in the street and find a different solution, and I found that is a solution. Do you understand what I'm saying? Dinner is being called. Whatever this means to this clearance. Whatever that means, I'm trying to clarify what this means between you and I. And for your information, the Hope House flyer tapped into the countertop of main desk as resource. That is a relative piece of information you want to know, I suppose. I took a picture of it too. $75 less at $900 is a great offer, thank you. This is not a complaint but an observation. That says fully furnished, which obviously mine is not. I've been told I can ask for a TV and stuff from you. I understand, and in construction, believe me. I work for a plumbing subcontractor for 12 years. I was their controller, if you want to call that financial controller, and computer operations. Small company in Oakland. Of course my resume is online, but just I could go with the in construction stuff. In process. Much more important to me to have a sense of progressive betterment and a sliding scale digressly collapse. That's hopeful in this case. I believe you what happened. I'm told I have will be able to email the doctor there with my presentation, and the supervisor listened to my story and actually took into account at my library history and everything that I said and my school that I said. I showed her the page and I'm giving you the URL. Web. Link. https://www.shulandcollegelistings.com/us/san-burnadino/436889,908,108,884,814/grew-up-percent3a-great-reasons-us-will-unite-peace-percent3a-complete-worldwide-peace. That is not a phony baloney. On navigator in a Tesla. My Lyft ride one day was upgraded to a Tesla. It was on the navigator screen in the Tesla, which was a huge screen. Since the car drives itself, the screen can be used as entertainment while your car is driving. Hello. The label for my school is online Real Joseph. I have a business venture orientation of a school. One business owner to another, if you want to call it that. I am real. A progressive betterment than a slide scale digression collapse. That's more important to me than anything else, Joseph. School, remember. Web. Link. Ding ding. Rang the bell. URLs in spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please pass such content as you input this detail. Rang the bell ding ding. http://inthemindway.org.grewup.net/website/personal-page. Resume. Web. Link. Ding ding. Rang the bell. URLs in spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please pass such content as you input this detail. Rang the bell ding ding. http://inthemindway.org.grewup.net/resume/jmd_resume. HTML. You'll see library of the Septemberdale Library, and you'll see that I developed this copy computer center on the second floor of the library. What is currently sitting there today is a different computer lab. I was 18, I'm now almost 58. Understand. You are not going to reply. You are going to remain silent. I am unique person in the world. My current email address is you can Google first, middle and last name. Or my email web email address will be spelled out letter to letter as follows: email address factsdontlie.hatedon.idied@gmail.com, spelled out as email address factsdontlie.hatedon.idied@gmail.com. Google Mail account created August 13, 2021, 7:19 PM, in images, there is one graphic banner with hashtag hugefail supervisor and the doctor at Windsor Crisis Stabilization Unit, CSU, know about my internet domain and its structure as a trust building ladder in an information theory logistics. When I say, you all are killing me, I already told Maria what has happened. I am blackballed from any kind of functional doctor interface and social services. In international story, realism is more common than the United States. Systematically excise and cut out a person to isolate them into an oblivion with no social service and medical care connection to help. Across the board, absolutely no help. You all collectively in this society are killing me. That is exactly what is happening until somebody steps up and be honest and start talking about the truth piece. I'm going off the property and going to the store and getting some soda and some things and coming back, but apparently I do not have a pillow. There are some cushions in here and I do okay for the night. I would like to have a regular pillow, thank you. Perhaps I may have tried this introduction before and maybe it would have changed something or the outcome over there. Or maybe not, maybe I'm going to be cut out and throw it into the street again just like everybody else, not able to listen to facts. Web email address will be spelled out letter to letter as follows: email address factsdontlie.hatedon.idied@gmail.com, spelled out as email address factsdontlie.hatedon.idied@gmail.com. Google Mail account created August 13, 2021, 7:19 PM. From her understanding what I was interesting my story, she knew exactly what I was saying. She took what I said and did 188 degree turn about turn on the dime, and I was given the silent chapel silent treatment to an extreme. I wasn't doing anything wrong when I was talking before breakfast about an internet meme in Spanish. I was trying to say it's so easy to translate, send it through lens. Goddamn people, when you know somebody has a certain particular way. Annoying and thinking and so ... in their face. Constantly I am radioactive. R sent I. That's how I was treated yesterday morning. You all are just going to let me die with absolutely no help. Perhaps a change is in store. National Institutes of Health. There are 3 research finding papers on the subject. I think I caught the true essence, 100% attention of the severity of what was going on with me over there in his past cycle. I hope so. I did absolutely nothing wrong when Maria did 180 degrees without face and started silence treatment on me, but no good reason. I am done having a life in silence about all this. Somebody out there has to help me. Y.S. Music ease micro easies R.I.E.S.E.S. Pink Floyd. Hey you. Web, link, ding ding, rang the bell. URLs in spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please pass such content as you input this detail. Rang the bell ding ding, http://hernandez.music.gruup.net starts a long public form YouTube playlist. Web, link, ding ding, rang the bell. URLs in spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. please pass such content as you input this detail, rang the bell ding ding, http://hernandez.music.gruup.net directory web, link, ding ding, rang the bell. URLs in spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please pass such content as you input this detail, rang the bell ding ding, http://hernandez.music.gruup.net/hey-ubarbarastreisand, don't lie to me, web, link, ding ding, rang the bell. URLs in spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please pass such content as you input this detail, rang the bell ding ding, http://hernandez.music.gruup.net/don't-lie-to-me. You might find many of this to be mind-blowing. Why? Seriously, a personal information system of a peace builder. How can I express that peace when everyone treats me r/sent? By the way, just for curiosity's sakes, I have to make a choice of whether or not I'm going to get a responsive dialogue from you, Joseph. I was told that I was able to be free to speak or whatever about the issues I'm dealing with. My issues are not a personal one. My issue is a civil one, civics policy, a civics problem. Since this problem is located to be defined in actual resources of the information society. Like the National Institutes of Health, like at mylawquestions.com, a Reddit post that references to San Bernardino Police Department, the San Bernardino Sun newspaper, a YouTube video on Santa Cruz news coverage of a particular item, even the California State Auditor's Office in their assessments of the San Bernardino Police Department, a Reuters article on policing status in the country, and perhaps even other lawsuits that are related to this condition that I'm talking about, the term is under the variance of a name called stalking. As I am being stalked, verified on the National Institutes of Health to be a problem that is not just a single person affected but a massive collective problem. All of these are true. It causes people to die. Or destroys people's lives. It's a real thing. But I'm afraid to actually reveal the topic because the topic is so taboo. It causes all of this chaos. It causes all of this chaos. All of this chaos erodes our trust. A social trust. Collectively and cumulatively, a social trust degrades to a point where we have mass gun shootings. That is a Washington Post article from October of 2017. Like I said, all of this is civil-level sharing material that should be able to be shared and talked about among each and every single kind of relationship, professional, personal, or in this case tenant to landlord or landlord to tenants kinds of affairs. That means if I have a question regarding the elements of what I'm saying, my person on the other end I'm talking to should have a responsive answer. That is obeying Article 19 of the Declaration of Human Rights. Seems like we have forgotten that somehow. Seems like we also have forgotten Article 25 of the Declaration of Human Rights. That's an article that revolves around actual housing. And in the course to which you're a housing provider, you should know the Declaration of Human Rights, which was enacted in 1948, as it involves housing and medical care. And so be that true, you should respond to any of my messages a responsive, responsible response of a responding reply. Or to be productive, to produce a reply. I'm quoting Declaration of Human Rights enacted in 1948. These messages are showing as delivered. Are they human read yet? They sent and they've been delivered, are they human read yet? And if they're read, are they following the rights that I have and that I'm being productive and receiving my rights? This kind of one-way channel is called ghosting. Not productive whatsoever. Article 19, everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. This right includes freedom to hold opinions without interference and to seek, receive and impart information and ideas through any media and regardless of frontiers. Web. Link. https://www.. un.org/en/about-us/universal-declaration-of-human-rights#. Text equals article percent 2019, media percent 20 and percent 20 regardless percent 20 of percent 20 frontiers. That is the law that we are under because we are a member of the United Nations. That is an international law. And also these laws are in our United States Constitution. Article 25. Article 25 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights covers a wide range of rights, including those to adequate food, water, sanitation, clothing, housing and medical care, as well as social protection covering situations beyond one's control, such as disability, widowhood, unemployment and old age, December 4, 2018. Article 25 is the right to adequate standard of living. Web. Link, https://www.ohio.org/en/press-releases/2018/12/universal-declaration-human-rights-70-30-articles-30-articles-25#. The percent 20 universal, widowhood percent 2c percent 20 unemployment percent 20 and percent 20 old percent 20 age. I understand where I'm at. I'm going to pose the question to you, Joseph. Come and visit me into my room and tell me this is a standard level of acceptable living environment for a person living with my disease. I'm not trying to cause a problem. I would like your assessment of where we need to involve improvements. Nobody is going to do this for us. Government is going to shit on us, apparently. The worst thing is what I am dealing with in my life causes my death. I can prove that statement. Maria knows I said what I said. My health condition has been extremely severely and irreparable harm done to me. If you want to know the facts or if you want to ignore me and ghost me. Truly you have to obey the right of Article 25 of the United Nations enacted in 1948, nothing new. I'm willing to give a kind of a nudge. I'm not willing to accept silence. Silence kills. The history of Article 25 of the Declaration of Human Rights. This article is an effort to secure freedom from want, based on U.S. President Franklin Roosevelt's famous vision of four freedoms. In a speech in 1941, he looked forward to a world founded upon four essential human freedoms, the freedom of speech and expression, the freedom to worship God in his own way, freedom from want and freedom from fear. After Roosevelt's death and the end of World War II, his widow Eleanor often referred to the four freedoms as head of the committee drafting the UDHR. Give me a fucking break. And if you hook on the letter of the F word, a valid 501c non-profit, web, link, ding ding, rang the bell. URLs in spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please pass such content as you input this detail, rang the bell ding ding, http://fuckcancer.org-one of many valid civil society business enterprises with the word in their license. Not a DBA. On the most professionals enter international or domestic site of LinkedIn, of course there are actual companies where F-U-C-K spelled out pronounce fuck in them. Go on LinkedIn and look them up. I'm not going to be a student. But I'm a teacher. I'm not going to be called down upon when I know I'm right by anyone, not even my very own landlord. I will go out on the street again if you do not respond to me. To die. I would rather die first than it have absolutely zero response of my landlord involved in all of this. Do we have an understanding? Your response to me about Grammarly was kind of revealing. You two are just going to ghost this. Why would you do that to me? This is all civic, civil level proper society and community dialogue. That is why I'm so upset with all of you. Collectively, in silence, you are killing me. I am doing absolutely nothing wrong. That is a graphic of Mark Twain, the writer of one of popularly known authors of the 19th century. Perhaps you know him of his work. Perhaps you have read him when you went to school, because most of us have. The word nigger appears in chapter 1. Perhaps the word itself was read inside of your classroom or not. Perhaps the person reading the book in class could not utter the word written in the first chapter. Perhaps when you went to school they have already banned the book from your school. I doubt it. So why can we not talk about something seriously wrong and imperative to get a civil society to bring legal capacity to me and help me live instead of die hard? I really cannot do this by myself. I need community support. I tried that at Rise of a Fallen Angel, and of course I had somebody come into the facility and start a fight with me. The doors were lockable, they should not have been. He locked himself and me in the room so that nobody else can enter and started a physical fight with me. That happened. I had an appointment with her. She did not address the matter when the appointment came. What appointment, she says. I even talked to the Reverend, I can't remember his name right this minute, but I actually priorly months to a couple years prior to this talked to him in his own church. A brief interface that he knew me from when he knows the piano man in his own church. James, the piano man, invited me to his church. I think he remembered me. Even that did not help. I can't remember her name, but I have the Facebook exchange. I can pull it up for you very easily. This is Facebook download data archive, web, link, ding ding, rang the bell. URLs in spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please pass such content as you input this detail, rang the bell ding ding, http://facebook-inthemindway.realityaudit.website/messages/inbox/riseifafallenangel_3xg/message_1 HTML. If you need clearance to know this is safe content, open the door to blow your mind, for this I'm the bad guy and I die, web, link, ding ding, rang the bell. URLs in spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please pass such content as you input this detail, rang the bell ding ding, http://facebook-inthemindway. Reality audit, website. There is an email from Google embedded on the page. The subject header is, not kidding, review successful for, web, link, ding ding, rang the bell. URLs in spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please pass such content as you input this detail, rang the bell ding ding, http://facebook-inthemindway.realityaudit.website/. 2. Webmaster of, web, link, ding ding, rang the bell. URLs in spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please pass such content as you input this detail, rang the bell ding ding, http://facebook-inthemindway.realityaudit.website. Google has received and processed your security review request. Google systems indicate that, web, link, ding ding, rang the bell. URLs in spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please pass such content as you input this detail, rang the bell ding ding, http://facebook-inthemindway. Reality Audit.website/ no longer contains links to harmful sites or downloads. The warnings visible to users are being removed from your site. This may take a few hours to happen. As serious as a heart attack, I am going to be psychologically harassed, a crime to the end of all ends, never being able to terminate it. This has destroyed my life and my family. Irreparable harm has been done to be to not be able to access healthcare. On an international storyline of occurrence, this is more common than in the United States, but not impossible to understand. The doctor and the supervisor over there at Windsor Crisis Stability Unit, listen to me. It's time for a community to acknowledge itself onto this problem and help me, along with a bunch of other people that are behind me waiting for somebody to step forward out of the darkness and into the light. I am now not going to be welcome here on the property. You will no longer take my rent, and so what are you going to do? Throw me out onto the streets to go die? Literally, I die. That is what I screaming and yelling about. Ezekiel 9 from the Bible. I'm sure you know the story. Web, link, https://www.biblegateway.com/passage/. Search equals Ezekiel percent 209 feet emp, version equals NIV. Judgment of the idolaters. Passage resources Hebrew/Greek your content Ezekiel 9 New International Version Judgment on the Idolaters 9 Then I heard him call out in a loud voice, Eurohi bring near those who are appointed to execute judgment on the city, each with a weapon in his hand. Eurohi 2 And I saw six men coming from the direction of the upper gate, which faces north, each with a deadly weapon in his hand. With them was a man clothed in linen who had a writing kit at his side. They came in and stood beside the bronze altar. 3 Now the glory of the God of Israel went up from above the cherubim, where it had been, and moved to the threshold of the temple. Then the Lord called to the man clothed in linen who had the writing kit at his side. No. And said to him, Eurohi go throughout the city of Jerusalem and put a mark on the foreheads of those who grieve and lament over all the detestable things that are done in it. Eurohi 5 As I listened, he said to the others, Eurohi follow him through the city and kill, without showing pity or compassion. 6 Slaughter the old men, the young men and women, the mothers and children, but do not touch anyone who has the mark. Begin at my sanctuary, Eurohi. So they began with the old men who were in front of the temple. Has ever any one of your tenants ever quoted you a Bible passage ever? 7 Then he said to them, Eurohi defile the temple and fill the courts with the slain. Go, Eurohi. So they went out and began killing throughout the city. That's because they're too afraid to talk to you about serious matters and their suffering. 8 While they were killing and I was left alone, I fell facey down, crying out, Eurohi, alas, Sovereign Lord. Are you going to destroy the entire remnant of Israel in this outpouring of your wrath on Jerusalem? Eurohi 9 He answered me, Eurohi, the sin of the people of Israel and Judah is exceedingly great, the land is full of bloodshed and the city is full of injustice. They say, Eurohi, the Lord has forsaken the land, the Lord does not see, Euro 10 So I will not look on them with pity or spare them, but I will bring down on their own heads what they have done. Euro 11 Then the man in linen with the writing kit at his side brought back word, saying, Euro I have done as you commanded. Euro 12 So you going to get rid of me after I close the Bible, huh? Maria, I such as I have a loud voice, I view of all of this. I will continue to know. She did wrong. She ought to apologize to me for waving a big stick at me for coming and getting my goddamn charger. You fools. I have real stalkers chasing me on the street. Real people following me before I was here in your face-to-face properties. Go figure why. You eventually will all just turn on me and hate on me to just like everybody else and I become radioactive. I sent. You don't mind if I cry in my room, do you? Grammarly gave me that score when I basically built this volume of information on my web personal information system, which is web indexed. I have the right to this, you can't take it away from me and you can't really run away from it. Reality. Web. Link. Ding ding. Rang the bell. URLs in spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please pass such content as you input this detail. Rang the bell. Ding ding. http://realityaudit.life. Yes, yes, gulp. Yes, you heard that correctly, slash. Web. Link. Ding ding. Rang the bell. URLs in spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please pass such content as you input this detail. Rang the bell ding ding. http://realityaudit.life. Yes, yes, gulp. Yes, you heard that correctly, slash, medical, dash, mental, dash, health, dash, law matters, dash, standard software, slash. I'm not like any other person that you have ever met, I guarantee you. Should I choose the streets over you because you're just going to turn 180 degree on me and do the same exact thing? This is a graphic called a trust ladder. It's not my graphic and I have no affiliation with the site, but it does say productivity. Why am I not producing a productivity of reception? Why are you inducing silence upon me? That silence kills me. I do. Maybe even to know how to stop mass gun shootings. The truth hurts, but silence kills. And you all do not listen to me. I am radioactive R sent I. I'm done for the evening. I expect a response like community involvement, like a person who cares for the affairs. Like carers for the affairs of Article 25 of the Declaration of Human Rights, Mr. Hernandez. Okay, if you truly want the analysis of this, as I am using the metaphor 180 degree against me. It may be a passive action, but it was real. Maria actually flipped out on me when her behavior about my ability to just have a statement and a dialogue with another resident about the meme and Spanish and translation could not proceed. No, I'm not going to accept that I did anything wrong. I was talking to another resident. The resident can complain. Nobody else complained. Only Maria. Sure, if other people started complaining and then Maria came involved, she could have had some weight to stand on to justify her attitude. That didn't happen because I didn't do anything wrong. I wasn't loud. I wasn't disrespectful. I was showing something something. The person I was showing had the involvement of the dryer in my area. She knocked on my door and not in the morning, of course, and she could not know how to operate the dryer. So I show her how to operate the dryer, and I never used the dryer before. So when I told her it was basically how to troubleshoot something, she was very frazzled, but the dryer wasn't running. I explained it to her, the process of troubleshooting, and she was relieved. That is the person I was speaking to about the internet meme. So what did I do? Try to have a conversation with a person that I was talking to from the dryer in the morning and got reprimanded for talking anything. I'm not able to talk about anything. It offended Maria that I was able to talk anything to another resident. That is exactly what happened. Maria had absolutely no right to interfere with my resident-to-resident communication. It was not too early for this. Because she's overhearing my voice and her irritants of my voice talking to another resident about something that is perhaps educational, having somebody learn something from me. Wow people, wow, don't you know we have a new human right? Web. Link. https://hrlr.law.colombia.edu/hrlr/introducing-a-new-human-right-learning-from-others-bringing-legal-capacity-home/. Sorry, but that's true. That's an inconvenient truth on all of this. That's your fault, not mine. I'm an adult consent talking practice school after all. I don't give Maria the consent to override my resident-to-resident communication chat. Involving in Spanish meme and translation to English on Facebook. Fuck that. What happened? It's not right and she should apologize, and perhaps you should apologize for taking her side no matter what. Cause there is something about laws here being broken. Just generally speaking, something unforgivable will happen when I die because I overall can't get through to you all. Start a conversation. On YouTube, this video exists. You way underestimate me and you are way under prepared to actually have some kind of position that does not have a proper balance of reality in all of reality, not piecemeal reality, but a full comprehensive scope of what and who I am. Ridiculous. This is in the YouTube playlist, cued from my site. The URL has your name of watches that you follow the link. Web. Link. Ding ding. Rang the bell. URLs in spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please pass such content as you input this detail. Rang the bell ding ding. http://joseph-hernandez.music.grewup.net/don't-lie-to-me/. If you don't trust my site yet, well, that's possible. Trust the YouTube direct link. Former director of the San Bernardino County Department of Behavioral Health, a COVID-19 update video. I took the video every encoded it with QR codes across all of it. The message is plain to see. If you know those videos that are posted by public officials are the property of the public. Therefore, we as the public have the right to use them in any way possible as necessary. You can't defame, of course. You're not supposed to. We call it no graffiti or the face her image. If she has any complaints, there is no defacing any image in this. Open the video and then consider the entire playlist, please. Web. Link. https://u2.be/finpeneu9po. List equals PyGZF2MZU5MOV2P5ZORG1PETERMETER1BJBJOC. Description: very legal and out of the box method, -dbh.scounty.gov, Dr. Veronica Kelly, Director James Driscoll. As strange as it is leaking to this evening right now, number of plays and then likes. The numerology of the result of the line is 1111 or 1111 and 2020 October 1st. 11-11-22, no kidding. God send is that message. Google, what is the meaning of the number 1? The number 1 is all about beginnings, newness, and change. It encourages you to be assertive and take the initiative in your life. April 4, 2022. What is the meaning of 111? Note source: seeing the angel number 111 signifies confidence within yourself and motivates your own strength and decision, -making when opportunities are sent your way. December 5, 2022 I1 Quarter USA Today. What does 111 angel number mean? How to, -USA Today. Note source is Women's Day Magazine. What is the meaning of 1111? A Euro OE, the number 1111 is a confirmation for reassurance that the soul is journeying on the right path. A Euro February 7, 2023 I1 Quarter Woman's Day 1111, angel number, meaning and symbolism, -Woman's Day. What is the meaning of the number 22? Note source Practical Psychology. When it comes to spiritual meaning, angel number 22 signifies balance and harmony and the ability to follow your true destiny. October 11, 2022 I1 Quarter Practical Psychology. Angel number 22 meaning, -practical psychology. Hello Joseph, hello. Blow your mind, hello. So 2020 October 1st, 2020-101-2211. So we have also 11. Web. Link. https://tinirituals.co/blogs/tiny-rituals/angel-number-11-meaning#? Seeing %20, the %20 number, %20 11, %20 can, to %20 reach, %20 your, %20 deepest, %20 desires. Angel number 11. Meaning and significance in life, love. I recommend reading the whole page. The meaning of angel number 11 is linked to karma and is all about learning to trust your intuition. It is also a number that invites us to share our skills with others while staying true and honoring our own needs in all aspects of life. Honoring my own needs. I need a community to step up and be accounted for the person who is dying, that's writing this, dying of a condition I should not be dying from, inadequate access to healthcare, and I'm dying, I am literally dying of a disease I should not be dying from. Everything about this is wrong, for you all to just remain the silence, don't you think? Can I plan this night to have that video show that particular equation right as I'm needing to pull the URL out of it to copy it to this dialogue? You think I can plan that? That is God's work here, Mr. Hernandez. Have a good evening. Will you commit to really helping me for a change from others out here who just thinking somebody else will help me, somebody else will get me, somebody else will capture me, somebody else will help me? Nobody else has truly helped me. Even my very own mother threatened to kill me. Seriously threatened to kill me. She tells me that her relationship to God was none of my business. That doubled down on the threat and they kicked in my door. You know the violence already happened. I kicked in my bedroom 2 door. I had to leave the house finally. Something not working in the spiritual minds of everyone I talk to that will not receive the spiritual minded person of a peace builder. On Dr. Veronica's NPI record, there is actual comments from me on that site. Open it up, a public related social information page related to our medical industry and the HIPAA information tracking. That is a community social sharing ability that the community is not allowing me to share. What is wrong with you all people? Web. Link. https://inpino.com/social-worker/1902211774-muz-veronica-lynn-kelly/. There are comments on that page. Unprocessed. Not received. Not producing results. Not productive. Why? My anger at all of you is justified to just leave me hanging, doing nothing but dying instead of thriving. Of course, collective, when you say all of you, you can't say all, like 100% of you, of course, but all of you have done this to me. That's what I mean. All of you have done this to me. Nobody will step forward to help me. What breaks this? A conspiracy. Hello. Those questions deserve an answer. Thank you. Dash, my anger is justified here. Will it come to consolment? For my work is God send upon all of this. Don't you know when to see the signs of God at your doorstep? Thank you for responding as quickly as possible. I know this is bulk text. There's no more time.